Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about the Mount of Transfiguration and its significance for us.
Yeah, so up that mountain, Jesus, Peter, James, and John go. You know, his three BFFs, his three friends. You know, it's interesting because they get up there and the disciples are doing what they normally do is sleep. And so they awaken to find Jesus transfigured and standing talking to him. And somehow they knew who it was, is Elijah, who is the greatest of the prophets, and Moses, who is the, you know, one who gives the law. So here is the gospel, Jesus, the good news, standing and talking to the prophets, to the prophet and the law, Moses and Elijah. And Jesus is transfigured. What that means is that for that moment, now this is really interesting, because at any time he could have done this, but he doesn't do it in front of everybody. He just does it in front of those three men because they had a specific role to play in salvation history and in the founding of the church. So for those three men, he lets them see who he really is. And when you see who he really is, basically what you do is you pass out. You faint. Which, yes, you know,
exactly.
Aren't you thankful? I'm
yes.
So thankful that he didn't go around like that all the time. He looked normal.
Mm.
I mean, you would have walked by him on the street and you would have just thought, oh, look, there's Jesus the carpenter. There's, you know, Joe the construction guy. You wouldn't have thought anything of him. At any point, he could have unveiled his glory, which is what he did on Transfiguration. And none of us would have felt that we could get near him. But he keeps it veiled because he wants us to be near him. And then, of course, what Peter wants to do is set up a church. He wants to start his own religion. And basically, God thunders from heaven and says, this is my son. You need to be quiet. Just listen to him.
Mm. You know, I'm thinking, I like what you said about he didn't go around that way because he made himself accessible. You know, you see it in the garden when the leaders and the soldiers or guards come to get him and he says, I am he. And just by the sheer power of his presence, they all fall back. I mean, you get little glimpses where you go, yeah, we would all be knocked over. I mean, I feel like if the restraint of God doesn't show his love to us, I don't know anything that does. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.